In addition, agencies have indicated that they've had challenges in acquiring and developing individuals with highly technical and analytical cyber skill sets. So that's been another factor in their struggles to implement a security program. And then you add into the mix, you know, just increasingly sophisticated and evolving cyber threat environment. And you take all these factors together, and it does present significant challenges in protecting their systems. In fact, for fiscal year 2013, the IGs at 21 of the 24 major agencies covered by the CFO Act have identified information security as a major management challenge. And GAO once again identified federal information security as a government-wide high-risk area in fiscal year 2013.
So is there one authority or one policy shop that tries to enforce this across agencies, or is everyone at the cabinet level pretty much on their own in implementing them?
Well, the agencies have primary responsibility for implementing effective information security programs that are called for by the Federal Information Security Management Act of 2002, or FISMA. And so they certainly have the responsibilities to implement these policies or the law. Now, the National Institutes of Standards and Technology issues a number of BIPS standards and special publications to assist agencies and to provide guidance to agencies in securing their systems. In addition, OMB has issued policies and memorandum to help direct agencies' efforts. And now, and since 2010, the Department of Homeland Security has been playing an increasing role in assisting and overseeing federal efforts and federal agencies' efforts to secure their systems.
In particular, how are agencies responding to these data breaches that involve personal and sensitive information? I mean, there have been very high-profile ones in the commercial sector recently, but also agencies have had their own troubles.
Yes, they've also had challenges in responding to these data breaches, and the number of data breaches have involving PII, personally identifiable information, has been increasing. In fact, we reported that it increased about 140% over the last 4 years, to where in fiscal year 2013, there were over 25,500 incidents reported by the federal agencies to U.S. CERT that involved incidents and data breaches involving personally identifiable information. And we found that in our review that the seven agencies that we examined for the most part had developed policies and procedures for responding to data breaches. For example, each of the agencies we looked at had established a team to oversee data breach response activities. They had trained employees on their roles and responsibility for breach response. And they had even, for the most part, notified the appropriate authorities when such a breach had occurred. But they did not consistently perform other key response activities to these breaches. You know, for example, of our agencies that we reviewed, of the seven agencies we reviewed, only the IRS consistently assigned a risk level for each data breach that we reviewed and documented how that level was determined. Other agencies had, you know, assigned a risk level but didn't really explain the rationale behind it. In addition, the seven agencies documented the number of individuals affected by a data breach, and only 46% of the 363 incidents that we reviewed as part of our study. And of those seven, only the Army and the IRS documented the number of individuals that were affected by a breach for each of the incidents that we reviewed.
And speaking of the IRS, I mean, it was just last month when John Koskinen, the leader, had to send out an email to staff saying that by mistake, supposedly one of the employees had taken home a thumb drive with colleagues' personal information on it. So that, I guess, constitutes a breach as well, or a potential breach. How well are agencies training their employees to be conscious of these types of things and to practice good behavior when it comes to avoiding potential breaches?
Yeah, that's a big challenge, you know, for agencies now. in accordance with federal policy and laws, agencies typically are to provide computer security awareness training to each employee that has access to systems and information, and to provide specialized training to those with significant security responsibilities for their systems. And that is, and I think most agencies generally are providing that training, but people are human, and people make mistakes. And even if you have an effective information security program, data breaches can still occur. And you point out a very relevant threat is that from the insider, the insider threat. It's not always some malicious individual or a disaffected or internal insider that might be doing actions with malintent. It could just be the careless or inattentive actions of individuals who may be well-intentioned, but whose actions place data at risk.
We're speaking with Greg Wilshusen, the Director of Information Security Issues at the GAO. And last week you spoke with our own Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about this bill pending in the House to force all kinds of procedures on VA to fix its cyber practices to protect this type of information. Is that really the best way to approach it, to get more and more prescriptive with agencies, or is something else needed to make sure that they comply?
Well, I think in that particular instance, in fact, I testified last week before the House Committee on Veterans Affairs and Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations about the information security program at VA. And VA has had its challenges in implementing effective security over its far-flung network of systems and organizations. And so as part of that law, our proposed bill that is being considered by the committee, they've identified a number of security controls and actions that it would like, or at least the bill proposes those actions that VA should do. And most of the actions that are included in the bill, are types of security practices that are consistent with federal law and the federal guidelines offered by NIST and others, and that is if they are implemented on the basis of risk, because there could be circumstances where a particular control might be appropriate today, but due to the changing environment relative to the technologies in use or to the threat environment that changes, that it may not be necessarily appropriate in the future. And so it's important to make sure that any controls that are specified in a law are based on risk and allow agencies the flexibility to cost-effectively reduce their risk to a manageable level. And many of the actions within that bill are intended to help VA and assist VA in resolving their known security vulnerabilities.
It raises the question, if it's good enough for a VA, should it be done for the whole government? From your standpoint, do you think agencies need more guidance either from Congress or from the White House as to what they should be doing?
Well, I think that there are several initiatives underway by this administration in terms and across the federal landscape in trying to improve the security over the systems. Some of these include, for example, an initiative to improve the authentication procedures and controls at agencies to require either CAC cards or PIV cards, personal identity verification cards, which is basically allows for a multi-factor authentication mechanism where a user has to either possess something like a card or a token, as well as know something, a PIN number, in order to gain access, rather than just relying on passwords, which we have noted over the years have often led to weaknesses in information security controls at agencies.
Do you worry about the day that will come when a vast store of CMS data or Affordable Care Act data will get out and everybody's medical innards will be spilled forth?
Well, I think it's important that for those systems that the security controls are implemented are properly designed and implemented over those systems. We have an audit ongoing right now, as a matter of fact, looking at the privacy and security controls that have been installed and deployed with the healthcare.gov website and some of its supporting IT infrastructure. And so we will be taking a look at that. But certainly, you know, with the information that Americans provide to the government and in various forms, not just under that, not just to CMS or the IRS, but throughout, the federal government retains and collects large volumes of sensitive information, including personal information on American citizens. And the citizens deserve that the information they entrust to the government is adequately protected.